So I want to talk one more thing, which is about a walking meditation. Before we get started, because I can't really talk about it when we get started in the practice. So a walking meditation, we hate it. I know. And mostly we hate it because we don't understand. We call it walking, and that's probably another one of those English things that we're not really walking. You're taking a step. So we should call it stepping meditation, because you're not really walking. There's no walking anywhere. And the mind gets confused because the walking back and forth feels like pacing. It doesn't feel like walking. So you're not walking. You're moving, and you're trying to cultivate the same stillness from sitting and moving, because all our lives we are sitting and moving, lying down and standing. So we're trying to cultivate mindfulness and this capacity to be present, be in the physicalness of now, whether we're standing or walking or lying down or sitting. So let me point to three different things that you could think of that the walk-in is doing. First of all, it's the mind as a practitioner is beginning to know what you're doing by sitting still and being alert. Because usually when we get calm and relaxed, we want to go to sleep, which is what happens. It's one of the hindrances of practice. So being relaxed and calm and sitting quietly and just paying attention to the present moment and being alert has its own dynamics that the mind and the body have to work out. But then to make matters worse, if we get up, if we finally, the mind and body finally get it, and they got this little thing going for 5 minutes and then sits over. I mean, we've been sitting here for 35, 40 minutes, and it's taken me until the last 5 minutes that I got it. And then as soon as the bell rings, we drop everything. Let it go, get up and go get tea, or get up and go do something. Just kind of let everything go, like, ooh, got a break. But then when we come back, we have to reestablish the whole thing. Another 30 minutes trying to work with the mind, work with the why, work it around. But there is a kind of like a purpose to this walking, sitting, walking, sitting, walking, sitting, walking. It's not for us. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's for the mind and body to work out what it means to be present when I'm sitting and moving, to be calm when I'm moving, and to be alert when I'm sitting. It has to learn what that is, how much energy it takes, what's the parameters, what is this? I mean, we just automatically just get up and go walk out the door, and we don't think that the mind and body have to negotiate how much energy it takes for you to get up and walk out the door. I mean, if you get sick, you know it takes a lot of energy just to get up and walk out the door. But mostly in our lives, we don't have that as an issue, so we just go about our business and never think that the mind and body has to calculate all of this. And it has to calculate how to move with stillness, how to move and still have access to the present moment. And so that's what walking is doing. It's, you want to move, and in your case at home, you want to get involved in doing something where there's movement and cleaning and reaching and swirling and all of that. So there's movement, and yet you're present to what's actually happening. And you keep coming back to that process just like you do when you are sitting. And then the second thing that's a very important part of walking is that somehow or another, when we're sitting, there is this process where the mind has to follow the body. And it's this process of us keep bringing the mind back to the body takes the whole sit. And then when we walk, if we keep that stillness there, the mind will make sense of what you're doing. And people will say time after time after time, their greatest insights come when they're walking, not when they're sitting. Because they're sitting, they're just constantly trying to come back. But then they start walking and there's this movement and you're still anchoring. You still need an anchor so you can anchor to the body, to the feet, to sounds. But you still need a present moment anchor. But the wisdom mind begins to kick in and the mind will think, oh, I understand. I understand. So then when you come back into the next sit, you are stiller. It is less of a fight to get it back because you haven't lost it. And then you walk again, and that kind of sit, walk, sit, walk, sit, walk helps us really find what this seclusion actually is, physical seclusion. So when you do the walking, the third reason why walking is so important is that meditation generates a lot of energy. So it's part of why we have restlessness. We have sleepiness because we're getting calm and bored, and we have restlessness because we have all this excess energy and we don't know what to do with it. So this walking, while it might seem like it's just a very simple kind of process, it is regulating your energy. It's regulating. I mean, the more you meditate, the more energy you have. And walking still regulates that energy. So the walking itself is how we regulate the energy that builds up and we keep calm so that you don't fluctuate between this sleepiness, restlessness, sleepiness, restlessness. It's like, stop it. Can we just balance it all out? And I ask people all the time, I'm like, well, how's the walking? I don't really like the walking. I'm like, that's why you're bouncing back and forth. You need the walking to help the body figure out, help the mind and body figure out how to balance energy in this calm and steady way. And that's what walking does. So you don't have to walk uber, uber slow. I don't know why people do that. I do understand on long retreats when you've been in it for a couple of weeks, I understand why you would be walking really, really slow. But the first walk after the first sit, you're not going to be walking like, that's you don't have to do that. So if you want to, because you really want to just feel every movement, great. But for those of you that have too much energy and you don't want to move that slow, you don't have to. Just walk at your regular pace. But the gauge you want to use is, are you walking slow enough that you can stay present with each step? If you're walking so fast that you can't remember you're walking, that's too fast. But if you're walking so slow that you still can't remember that you're walking, that's too slow. You want to walk at a pace that's just a normal gait that you can stay with each step, stay with each step. And that's going to help you stay in the present moment with what you're actually doing.